Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. It's another episode of the My Mike and I Late Night Sessions, episode 8. Welcome back to the podcast. And whether you're a new listener, a returning listener, we appreciate you for tuning in. Again, I'm Noah Alvarez, and this is My Mike and I with Noah Alvarez. These are the Late Night Sessions, and we started these sessions to keep myself out of trouble instead of doing some things late at night that maybe not be... may not necessarily be the best for myself or my health or for other things. Just hop on the mic, record a pod, share my thoughts. Yeah, keep me out of trouble. Keep me out of trouble. I will note, I'm recording this episode from Seattle, Washington. So obviously I'll share a little bit more about my adventures through the first, it's been 24 hours now. Yeah, first 24 hours. So my first full day here in Seattle, Washington. But as we do on the normal formatted show, of course, we always have a song of the week, and it says existential thought of the week as well. Only one meaty part, and that's just going to be Seattle. I'm going to have a little quote for you guys as well, but definitely do want to keep this one short, under 40 minutes, try to get to bed so I can have a long and productive day Friday. Again, before we get into the topics, make sure you guys like, subscribe, follow the podcast wherever you may be listening, and leave a rating or review, or just tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about this podcast. I know in the previous pod, I had mentioned we're going to have guests on this year again. I haven't put anything into motion just yet, but I'm hoping either the month of April or the month of May for sure we'll have a guest on. It's really tough right now just because of my coaching schedule and the demand it is has been this spring with baseball and the 7-on-7 football world. Note to self, can't do both of those next year. I don't even know if I want to do either one of those next year. And obviously that's a discussion for a different time. And I still have a lot of pros and cons to weigh for those type of deals. But anyways, again, thanks for tuning in to the Mike and I Late Night Sessions. So before we get into the meaty topic, I did want to share a cool little quote with you guys because I'm here in Seattle. There was a lot of doubt that I could do this. I'm sure there's a lot of doubt with you guys yourselves that you're capable of doing something like this because I'm on a solo trip. I had planned this with some friends or a friend, and he just wasn't able to commit to it. And I kind of was just like, you know what? And this was still early enough. It wasn't like it was a last minute canceling, but I still really wanted to do this. I went to Minneapolis last summer by myself, and that was obviously a different situation. I had already bought tickets, and then a person bailed on me last minute. But in this particular instance, I just didn't want to miss out on the opportunity. I really want to go see a baseball game at T-Mobile Field, which is where the Seattle Mariners play. My goal is to cross off all 30 MLB stadiums. This is one of the few on the West Coast that I haven't been to, so obviously wanted to cross that one off and just check out some of the other attractions. There's so much to do in Seattle. It's not like there wasn't that much to do in Minneapolis or even like the other cities that I've been to, whether it's Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, Kansas City, New Orleans. You know, I've been to a few cities and I've been very lucky to go to visit all those cities. But I will say Seattle feels like, oh, there's a lot happening here. There's three national parks within like two and a half hours of a drive that I wanted to check out all of them, man. I was irrational in my thoughts, but it's just really hard. I could rent a car, but it would just be more costly, and then they're further enough to where it would be hard to do just a day trip, so you would almost have to do like lodging at the parks. And you know, now I'm getting too detailed into it, but just know there's a lot to do in Seattle, and I'm really falling in love with this city, especially, you know, only spending 24 hours here. It's been really great to me thus far, and I'm really excited to continue to spend the rest of my weekend here. Again, it's March 28th. It's a Thursday. It's just after 10 p.m. Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into that quote I wanted to share, because solo trips, right? A lot of us have a fear of solo trips. My mom likes to send my sister and I these things where they're just motivational quotes. Sometimes they're like a picture, sometimes they're videos. And she sent us this video on Tuesday this week. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the show Winnie the Pooh. I used to like that as a kid. And Anyways, there's this scene in one of the, I don't know if it's a show or a movie. To be honest, I don't know if it's a show or a movie, but the, you know what I'm talking about, Winnie the Pooh. And there's a scene where Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh are playing, or they're climbing this tree, and Christopher's trying to get to the point about what would Winnie the Pooh do. He's asking him, what would you do if I'm not here on a day that I would not be around? And Winnie the Pooh was just kind of like saying these different things, basically saying like, oh, he wouldn't know what to do without Christopher. He wouldn't know, you know, how he would survive, how he would play, how he would have fun. And so Christopher goes on to kind of say, quote, you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. And my mom obviously sent that, well, end quote. My mom obviously sent that, you know, to kind of emphasize, hey, any self-doubt that my sister and I may have, you know, make sure, just kind of a reminder that, you know, we're braver than we believe, we're stronger than we seem, and we're smarter than we think. So I kind of like that, and I want to remind you to listen to that too. Hopefully, whatever mental block you're going through, whatever you're going through in your life, whether it's career, school, relationship, or just feeling comfortable in your own skin, you know, hopefully you understand that you really are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think. I like to think that there's a lot of contributing factors. I don't think there's just one or two pointing main factors. But I like to think that, you know, in this culture, in this society that we have, especially with social media, we compare ourselves a lot to other people. And sometimes we compare ourselves to people who are like us, right? Like our friends, people who grew up in the same neighborhoods or grew up in the same demographic. And while it's not may not be healthy, it is kind of, I want to say, reasonable or, you know, justified. But then sometimes we compare ourselves to other people on the internet that we see, whether it's, you know, YouTubers or Twitch streamers or athletes or just other people, right? Other people, regardless of what profession they have as a career, we compare our lives to their lives. And sometimes it could feel like we're not as good as we like to think we are. We're not as good as they are. And so that kind of diminishes our own self-worth. And I know there's a lot of positives to social media. I don't think the people who invented social media knew that was going to be an outcome of the creation of social media and of apps like, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all those type of deals. But it is a result of it now. And so I just want to remind you guys, obviously take some time away from social media, take some time away from your phone. But always remember that you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. So that'll do it for the little quote that I had for you guys. Again, maybe every episode I'll try and have a quote for you, but we'll see. Now we'll get into the meaty part, the main topic of this episode. Take another sip of my water. As I said, I'm recording this from a hotel in Seattle, which I think is pretty bitchin'. It's, I flew in Wednesday night, got here. Well, I got to my hotel like at 11. So a little under 24 hours that I've been here in the city of Seattle. I'm like 3 blocks down from the Space Needle, which I think is really cool, a really prime location. It's called Seattle Center, so there's a lot of other things to do there, right? Like the Museum of Pop Culture, which I visited today. I think I'm going to butcher his name, but it's the Chuchuli Glass Garden. That's a cool museum too. Definitely check that out if you get a chance. And there's all kinds of things. There's also the arena where the Kraken play, and they have concerts as well. And supposedly where the Seattle Supersonics, when they return to Seattle, they will be playing there as well. Hopefully sooner than later. And yeah, so let's just kind of, again, recap why I'm here. This is probably in January. I kind of threw out the idea to a friend. We were soft planning it. And then he kind of backed out pretty early in the process, still maybe January, early February. But I had saved up some money and I wanted to knock cross off a few MLB stadiums this year off my bucket list, because again, I want to do all 30. I believe I've been to 12 or 13. Let's do the math real quick. I've been to Angel Stadium, Dodgers, Padres, A's, Giants. I've been to Phoenix. I've been to Kansas City, St. Louis, Texas Rangers, the old one, but we're just going to count it because they put it right next to the one. It's, from what I heard, it's pretty much the same. I've been to Minneapolis. I've been to Milwaukee. So I think it's just 11. Yes, because I haven't gone to Denver. There's nothing else in Vegas or... Yeah. So I've been to 11 MLB stadiums. And my goal is to obviously get to all 30. Now, not by a particular age, obviously, but just, you know, and Seattle's always kind of been, you know, I look at flights sometimes and Seattle's always like a reasonably flight, especially when you're leaving out of Orange County or LAX. It's not too far of a flight. And so it just seemed very doable. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it by myself. I told him. He told me that he couldn't make it. So I was like, all right, cool. But I'm going to still plan it as if I was going on my own. And sure enough, I'm here. I have spring break this week, so that's why. It's nice. I flew out Wednesday night, late in the night. And I go back Sunday evening. But yeah, it's first 24 hours. So when I got here to the hotel, I checked in, kind of put my stuff down. I was pretty hungry. It was a long day. And I didn't think I was going to want some food because it was late. And, you know, it was already like I said, it was 11 o'clock when I got to the hotel. I was like, I should just go home. I was looking for things late, open at night, too, to eat. And without the options, we kind of limited because it is a Wednesday night. You know, I know it's a big city, but even Wednesday nights on big cities can be sometimes quiet. Not Seattle. There was a pizza joint. It was like a pizza bar. Literally like two blocks down from where the hotel is. So again, prime location for everything. And I go there. It's just a little dive. I don't want to say dive bar. It's more of like a sports bar. But they have like local beers. And it's almost, I don't want to say it's like a craftier place either. But it has a little artsy kind of vibe to it, or hipster vibe. But I also just starting to see more and more people out and about in Seattle. I think Seattle's just very like hipstery. Like it gives me San Francisco, Austin, Long Beach vibes. But more... more hipster. I don't know how else to say it. There's just a more hipster feel to the people in Seattle. It's cool though. It's cool. I like seeing how people express themselves in different ways with their fashion, with their hair color, with their hairstyles, all sorts of things. It's super dope. And so anyways, I go to this pizza spot. Kind of nervous. It's a dark spot though, so I'm not like, oh, all eyes are on me, right? But and it's sprinkling too, so you know, shout out to Seattle, shout out to Washington, right? They do say that it rains a lot in the Pacific Northwest, so I have been experiencing that. But yeah, I was wondering if I can get a slice of pizza, and online it does say you can get a slice, but after a certain hour they only have pizza, you know, by the whole. You have to buy a whole pie. I wasn't gonna get a large because obviously that's a lot for that late at night, but I did get a small pizza. It was like six slices, and it was really good. I wanted to eat, I think, just three, but I ended up eating four. I had some ranch. I also decided to get a beer too once my pizza came out because I was kind of nervous. I was like, I don't want a beer on an empty stomach. I hadn't eaten since like 5 or 4:30 p.m. So it was gonna be, you know, it was going to hit me quickly if I had that beer. But I had a little, it was called Manny's Ale, Pale Ale. Not an IPA, just a pale ale. So not as strong as those IPAs, because I can't do those IPAs. But yeah, it was cool. It was a nice vibe. The bartender was really chill. And that was pretty much it, you know. I didn't really look to talk to anybody or make new friends or even talk to the bartender. I just got in, got my pizza, munched on it, watched some highlights that were on the TV, drank my beer, and then next thing you know, it's time to go. And I want to say I returned a little bit after midnight, almost like 12:15, maybe 12:20, and put my things down. It was time to go to bed. Woke up this morning, and I felt refreshed. I felt good. I was ready to attack the day. The cool thing, you know, obviously, I guess it's not a cool thing. It's also the result of just me having such an overloaded schedule. I didn't really get to plan, like sit down. I had an idea and I wrote down things that I wanted to do and I checked out some things, but nothing was like officially set in stone. And I also kind of like having that option as well, like where I have four or five things in mind for a day, but you know, I could probably only get to two or three of them, and whatever I get to, I get to, and whatever I don't, I don't. I know there's a lot of things to do here, and there's a lot of things I want to do, but I'm not going to be able to do all of them. That's just the sad reality of it. But I will say it did feel like, you know, when I woke up in the morning, I had a chance to kind of like journal and then just kind of like map out what I wanted to do that Thursday. Here was what I was going to do. And so anyways, I map it out. I make a couple other things on my to-do list that I needed to do as far as like, you know, registering for Zipcar, because that's like an online app service that you can use to rent a car. It's a little cheaper as well, and you can rent by the hour. So that's kind of convenient. I'm going to use that later this weekend. I was looking at restaurants to check out. My mom loves the show Drivers, Diners, and Dives by Guy Fieri on the Food Network. So anytime I go somewhere, I just love to check out those type of restaurants, because that's something that we would do, especially when we went to Sacramento State. There was like a few that he went to in Sacramento and we checked them out and they were so good. Shout out to Dad's Kitchen. I'll never forget that place in Sacramento. Incredible burgers and just a cool vibe in general for the for that place as a whole. So shout out to them. I will say though, yeah, no, I don't want to say anything, but negative, nothing negative. I will say most of the time I've been to those, when I go to a place, I go to those Drivers, Diners, and Dives place, and they don't leave me disappointed, man. Those things are so good. There's a few in Orange County that we've been to. I know there's more in LA that I want to make a point to go to with my mom and just kind of do some things like that with her. But man, those places I like too, because they're like little hole in the walls, right? You can go to a fancy restaurant in any city. It doesn't even have to be fancy, just a nice restaurant that you know, the locals love, blah, blah, blah. But when you can find that hole in the wall that sometimes, you know, the floor looks a little like janky, there's some mismatched painting, there's some weird, you know, things hanging from the walls, like, you know, it smells a little bit. I don't know, like those places have a different type of like pizzazz in the food. You know what I mean? It has character in the food. That's what I like to say. It has character in the food. That's really what it is. And so I got to look up some places and I was mapping out my day. So basically I went and started to go to that Glass Garden, Chichuli. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name. It's kind of an interesting spelling on that name. Let's look it up real quick. I should be better versed on this, because I remember hearing it on the tour, on the demonstration that they had. It's spelled C-H-I-H-U-L-Y. So there's not even a second ch sound. Chihuly Garden of Glass. So anyways, it's dope. So basically that guy, we're just going to call him C-H, all right? He was a famous glassblower, and he was a glassblower, and he later became famous, but he did these really exquisite art installations with the glassblowing techniques. And if you're not familiar with glassblowing, I recommend you look it up on YouTube, some demonstrations. It's kind of like what it sounds, right? But you deal with like hot glass, like you're dealing with glass at extreme temperatures. It was really cool. While I was there at the little museum, they gave a demonstration on how they build like a regular bowl and how long that might take and the process that goes into that. And it was super dope. It was super dope. I had a lot of fun there. I took my camera and took a lot of good pictures, I think. I hope a lot of them come out well with my film camera. And I also took some pictures on my phone as well. And it was really cool. It was right next to this Space Needle. So you're kind of just like in the vicinity of that. Then I went to the Museum of Pop Culture. So again, Seattle Center, there's like 7 or 8 touristy things all to do right there in like a 2-block radius. And so it was really incredible. I think it's really inconvenient how they did that. And so the Museum of Pop Culture, I went, walked around. I think the Museum of Pop Culture, I think I went at a crowded time. It was later in the day, obviously. I left for the CH Garden of Glass for probably around 10:30. So by the time I was finished with it, it was almost like 1, and that's when I went to the Museum of Pop Culture. And it felt very crowded, a lot of reading, and there were some cool exhibits. There was like a lot of video displays. You know, they define pop culture and how pop culture and affects generations of people across the globe in different ways. They had like different artifacts from artists, from movies, from TV shows, all kinds of sorts of things. They had guitars. They had a really cool sections that dedicated to one, Jimi Hendrix, and then another one dedicated to Nirvana. I will say, you know, I'm not huge on either of those two artists or just rock in general, but I do feel like if someone was a rock fan or a fan of Jimi Hendrix or a fan of Nirvana, they would have really appreciated that museum and those exhibits in particular. So definitely worth checking out if you are into that. I think at this point I started getting really hungry and just really tired too. And so I kept walking around. I went to the fantasy section. I thought that was pretty interesting too, and how, you know, one exhibit I liked that they talked about how there's the fantasy, what's the word that they use? But that, you know, how there's like there's the dem, what is it? Gosh, there's the woman, right? Then there's the hero, there's the bad guy, but then there's like a wizard, and then there's like the fool, and there's just like these different tropes. Is that what it is? No, I don't know if it's trope. Typecast? I don't know. If you understand though. And there'll be those type of characters in a lot of movies and a lot of TV shows. Ones that we wouldn't consider, you know, something like Lord of the Rings or something like Harry Potter. You know, obviously those are like very like, boom, this is fantasy. Boom, we're like in your face with the wizardry, with the elves, with the magic, the dragons, whatever. You know what I mean? You're kind of just like, oh, okay, yeah, I get this. But even non-movies that aren't as in your face with all that kind of stuff can still have the thing. I remember they talked about like Scott Pilgrim versus the World as having those characteristics of a typical fantasy movie. And I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty dope. And just they brought up some other movies as examples as well. So I think that's kind of interesting how that works. And then after the fantasy section, I went to the sci-fi section. I thought that was pretty cool too. Again, I'm a big fan of some things. I don't think I'm a huge sci-fi person or even a fantasy person, but I could see where if you were like a diehard about those things, that would be really cool exhibits to go check out. They have a lot of artifacts, again, from movies, TV shows, and then they talk about like, you know, the different sci-fi characters and like what are themes, right? There's always a robot. And talk about the different themes of robots, right? Like from TARS and Interstellar to Bender in Futurama, right? And they talk about the different ships that there are in different sci-fi movies and so on and so forth. So it was really cool. Definitely worth recommending checking out. They had things too from like Terminator and stuff like that. So it was just really dope to see the different range of sci-fi movies. One thing I was surprised to see that Godzilla wasn't in there in that exhibit, because I thought that was like a pretty popular sci-fi and definitely long lasting too. It's been around for a minute. But anyways, I digress. After that museum of pop culture, I was on the hunt for some food, because now it was like almost 2:30 and I was really hungry and it was time to eat. And your boy mapped out a place called Sisters and Brothers. Not Brothers and Sisters, Sisters and Brothers. So already you know that's like a wacky place, right? Because most of the time when people say those two words, usually throw brothers before sisters. And I think maybe it's because we're, you know, paternal society or whatever. Like, it's just the patriarch and that's how it's always been. Even in Spanish, right? Like, if there's a group of people and it's like six girls and one guy, you're still using the el, all right? You're going to still use the male adjective, right? Or the male, you know what I mean? You're going to use the male form of that verb or that word instead of the female version because there's one male. So anyways, the restaurant's called Sisters and Brothers. It's about a 15-minute walk from the museums and the space or the Seattle Center that I was at. And it started sprinkling. There was a point where it kind of got to like rain, but it was still like a steady sprinkle. And it was interesting because I was walking through it. I thought about like just waiting it out because it was only going to rain for like those 20 minutes and then kind of go away. But as I was walking, because so Sisters and Brothers is closer towards the coast, as I was walking towards the coast, the storm was blowing inland. And so it probably only lasted and hit me for 10 minutes. But I did get fairly wet. My shoes got wet. My jeans got wet. I had a gift bag, a brown bag with, you know, some of the gifts that I got at the gift shop, and it got pretty soaked too. But I get to Sisters and Brothers, and it's this cool little shack. It's really just a shack on the end of a road that's in a business district too. So it kind of almost like doesn't feel like it belongs in the area that it's at. I go in. The guy seats me down. He's a cool, you know, he was a pretty cool guy. He gave me, like, I'm a drummer for a band, and he later told me that he does play in a band. He's been on tour. So I was like, oh shit, okay, that totally makes sense. He fits the aura of that. But yeah, and so it was a place known for, it is a place known for their hot chicken and for their Nashville style hot chicken, fried chicken. And so they have different things. You can get tenders, you can get wings, you can get other stuff there too. But I wanted the hot chicken sandwich. That's what I wanted to get. I got the mac and cheese as a side. It's cool because on the sandwich, they put like two tenders in. It was kind of like, you know, hard to keep both of them in there. So I just ended up pulling one out and then, you know, ate it. And then I ate the other tender with the sandwich as it was intended. Oh, it was so incredible. Then I had a beer. It was called Hell's Lager, but it was from a brand that's pretty long. I remember it was called Best of Times, or I think just Best Times. I forgot who the... I probably could look it up really quick for you guys if you're really interested in beer and that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not really super well-versed. Time Hell's Lager. Typing it up. See, that's the tough thing about this kind of so it's Urban Family Brewing. That's the name of the brewing company. Best Times, that's what it's called. And it's brewed out there in Seattle, Washington. So it's a native beer. That's one thing I like to do, is I try and get local beers when I go try in different places. But anyways, had that beer, had that sandwich, had the mac and cheese. Oh, it was so good. And then, you know what was cool is, you know, he looked at my ID when I ordered the drink, and he was like, oh, you're from California. And he just said, you know, like, what are you here for? Just here to visit and do some touristy things. And so he kind of gave me some suggestions. You know, everyone likes to go visit the Space Needle. He told me about this water tower at a park that's free. You just climb it and you get a 360 view of the city, and it's free. And it's pretty cool because it's at this park where Bruce Lee is buried, and there's a museum of Asian American culture, I want to say, or Asian American art. And so I think I'm gonna check that out either tomorrow Friday or Saturday, depending on how my schedule plays out here in Seattle. And then and there's other things to do at that park. He also told me like some good spots to go out, like if I wanted to hit the bars and go drinking and different, that kind of stuff, where all the action is, he said, where all the young people go to, he told me. So he was definitely looking out for me. He was definitely like a true, hey, I'm a local, like I'm gonna put you onto local stuff that's not touristy. And I love that, because again, that's why I went to that restaurant, because I want not the touristy stuff. I want to go to that shack that's at the end of a weird road in a business district that looks like it doesn't belong, but that shit smacked. That was really good food. I was able to put on ESPN Plus and watch a little bit of Yankees Astros. It's MLB opening day, you know what I mean? And there was some March Madness later on in the evening. It's just a good time. It's a good time to be doing a trip like this, I will say. And so that was really fun. And then, so, you know, after that, I walk back to my spot. But before I walk back, because I'm so close to the ocean, right, I want to see if there's like a beach or something I can kind of go down to the water, take a picture of, you know, the lake, and just take some dope shots, because I have an idea. And to my surprise, there's like a elevated walkway, like a ramp where people can, you know, walk from the neighborhoods. It starts on the neighborhoods, and it's a bridge that crosses over the street. And, you know, because it's elevated, when you get to the part where it starts declining, right down to the bike trails and the trails that leads to the beach and the sand, it's a beautiful view, because you're about like 20 feet or maybe a little bit more. You're almost like two stories up. So I would say like close to 30 or 40 feet up in the air. And so you can get a perfect view of like the ocean. I guess not the ocean, it's just like the bodies of water. I guess they're lakes, because Seattle, if you look at it at a map, there's so many different parts of Seattle, and there's a lot of different land masses that aren't not necessarily attached to the album, or not album, they're not necessarily attached to each other. So they're almost like islands, but there's some peninsulas as well. So it's just an interesting place, honestly, to look out. And got some beautiful pictures with my camera, got some beautiful pictures of my phone. Then I walked back. I was trying to charge my phone because my phone was damn near about to die because I have an iPhone X and it's freaking old and it doesn't do well anymore as far as battery life goes. But when I went to charge my phone, I kind of mapped out what I wanted to do the rest of the day. I wanted to check out some thrift stores. And let me tell you, I had mapped out three different thrift stores. The first one I get to, I'm walking up towards the door and it says, please wear a mask upon entry or you cannot enter. And I was like, damn, I don't have a mask. I wasn't gonna try and make a scene or try and be like, ooh, like I didn't even honestly think about like asking if they had masks for us to wear. I just saw that and I was like, oh, well, I gotta turn back around and can't go in. So there was that, but there was one across the street, and which is interesting because I tweeted this. I looked up 3 to 4 thrift stores that I wanted to check out. This one didn't pop up when I looked up thrift stores, but I ended up going, and it's right across the street. And I go, and I'm looking through stuff, and I'm like, okay, there's a lot of different stuff here. I like their layout. It's kind of like a Goodwill, but like a little bit nicer stuff. And, you know, the nicer stuff is priced accordingly, right? Let me tell you, I saw a green jersey and I was like, oh no, no way, this is it. It's the throwback Seattle Supersonics jersey, the green with the red, the white Sonics with the red block lettering. Oh, it's fucking hard, boys. And guess what? It was Gary freaking Payton, number 20, mint condition, no stains, no rips, no tears. I was like, bro, this is too good to be true. Too good to be true. Man, rejection is just redirection. The universe told me, don't go in there. You're going to get rejected because you don't have a mask. But there's one across the street, and that's the one we wanted you in. And that's because there's a dope jersey with your name on it. Not my name on it, literally. But you know what I mean? That was meant for me. And it was so dope. I checked out a couple other things. Didn't find anything I liked. I wanted to try to get gear that was related to Seattle. Like whether it was just a hoodie that says Seattle or something like University of Washington, maybe the Kraken, maybe the Mariners. And so yeah, that was super dope. I was feeling like $1 million. I went to the other three thrift stores and a few more because one thrift store made a few recommendations, and it was cool. It was cool to check out the different things. It was interesting because that thrift store that I went to, it was like, I forgot what it's called, but it's called something Northwest. It was very overpriced. That was like a trendy like thrift store for like ballers, because you know there were some hats that I liked, but and they were used too, like they looked dirty, like people had worn them like a few dozen times and they were on sale for like $70, and I was like, damn, like I'm not gonna pay $70 for like this clearly used hat, you know, that looks kind of beat up. And that's just kind of, that's kind of where they set their market at though, you know what I mean? And they have those like big Letterman style jackets for different sports, right? For NFL teams, for NBA teams. They had a nice Supersonic one, but it was $279, bro. Like who the fuck is going to buy that stuff? I guess people are somewhat really into that, but not me. You know, I'm a fan of throwbacks. I'm a fan of collectibles, but I'm not willing to drop that much money on that sort of thing. So, you know, I kind of browsed and looked through a lot of different things and thought about maybe, you know, there was one hat that I was like at 49 and I was like, doable. A couple shirts and hoodies that I thought about as well. Maybe I might go back and check it out if I don't get anything that I like, but it was cool. It was just cool to just walk around and browse. And so then I went back home, went back to the hotel that I'm staying at, and warmed up the pizza. I showered and then took a little nap, and then I went to the grocery store, picked up a couple apples, some granola bars, and these white chocolate macadamia nut cookies. Oh, good call on that, Noah. You really are a genius for one. You know, they say treat yourself, and I've been treating myself good on this trip. So that was kind of my first 24 hours here in the city of Seattle. I don't think I'm going to do the Space Needle on this trip. Unfortunately, I won't do Olympic National Park. I really want to hike Mount Rainier or do a hike out there in Mount Rainier National Park on Saturday. We'll see if that gets to happen. Saturday, not Saturday, Friday, I really want to play pickup basketball, dude. I'm determined. I looked up some open gyms in the area, and I think I'm going to go to an open gym tomorrow in the afternoon. I'm going to stay in a hostel the next or the last 3 days, two nights. Yeah, Friday and Saturday night. So the last 2 nights, 3 days, I will be staying in a hostel. So I'm excited for that as well. Going to rent a car and, you know, bring all my stuff over. And just super excited to check out what else Seattle has to offer. But it's been very good to me thus far. Seen a lot of interesting things. Like I said, seen a lot of interesting people. Just a lot of hipsters in the area. And I love the style and the fashion. And falling in love with the city definitely feels like, you know, I always say this after every city visit, you know, I could really live here. But I really do mean that. Like Austin, Minneapolis, yes. Maybe Phoenix is a little the heat. Minneapolis, I say yes because it's beautiful during, you know, the 5-6 months of the year. But I know those other 5-6 months of the year are going to be snowing and very cold. So I don't know if I could do that, to be honest. But Seattle's pretty too. I know the rain is kind of a downer, right? But it seems like there's a lot to do that kind of would keep a smile on my face and keep me out of the dumps. But I digress. Let's take a sip of water before we get into the final two different topics that we wanted to get into. As always, be sure to like, subscribe, follow the podcast. If you like what you're listening to, man, share it with somebody, you know? Tell your friend or your girlfriend or your sneaky link. Be like, hey, there's this guy who has a really nice, smooth voice. He talks on this podcast really smooth and slowly. Sometimes he'll do interviews. He hasn't done an interview in a while. But he likes to just kind of bring up these random things, tell us about his life, but also make us sing at the end with an existential thought. Also brings up songs of the week. And he's just a really handsome fella. Nah, that's just me full of it. So I think we're going to start with the song of the week. And the song of the week, for me at least, oh man, this song is truly incredible. I think I don't want to say I discovered it. Yeah, I first started listening to it, I think I want to say on Tuesday. It's now Thursday. And I wouldn't be surprised if you can track how much times you played it. I wouldn't be surprised if I play this song over 30 times in those 2 days, 2.5 days, because it's so perfect. And so the song is called I'm Not Perfect by Sir, and it's featuring Absol, my favorite. Now, Sir is a smooth R&B artist, incredibly smooth, has incredibly sexual and just absolutely beautiful voice, man. And so, anyways, I'm not going to even try and sing like Sir. I'm just going to read you the lyrics because the hook on this is so well done. And the way he sings it too is so much passion because it almost sounds like he's kind of like not whispering, but he's talking very like lowly, not a lot of passion, right? During the verses, but on the chorus, on the hook, right? He puts in all this passion and he continues to sing. Oh, I'm not perfect. Well, let me start that over. He sings, quote, I'm not perfect, even with all my scars, even if all is lost, I'm here, trying to be the man you deserve, trying to be a man of my word, it's clear, we may lose sight of it all, we may lose signal, but baby, in spite of it all, I'm better when I'm with you, I'm not perfect. And again, end quote. And again, I am not Sir. I don't have the R&B voice. I'm not going to try and sing that. But if you can, folks, please go listen to that song. It's so beautiful. I think the lyrics are well done, but it's like catchy too. There's like a really nice beat to it. Of course, Absol, man, just crazy with the wordplay. You know what I mean? So he just comes in and just starts like dealing. You know what I mean? He starts, you know, he's coming off the bench, shooting 3-pointers and making them all, no lookers, all that kind of good stuff. And so it's a really fun song. Check it out. I'm Not Perfect by Sir and Absol. Shout out to the artists from TDE. Man, they just had an incredible run of artists. And I know some of them are leaving them and they're not, you know, necessarily associated with TDE in the same way. But still, shout out to the music and the artists that they have produced. The last thing for today's episode. Oh, I think I'll probably upload it tonight. But yeah, it's under 40 minutes. We'll do it tonight. The last thing we're going to get into, existential thought of the week. Guys, think about this. I really want you to think about this, okay? It's not maybe that existential, Maybe it is. It's more of an opinion. Discuss amongst your friends, though. But the question is, are we all artsy? Do we have all a little bit of artsiness into us? So at the Museum of Pop Culture, there was a floor and a, what do you call that? A section where people, and they had instruments, almost like not GarageBand. What was that, Rock Band? That game that you could play on the Wii, and that came with different, like a drum set, guitars, and all that kind of stuff. It was like that. And there was like 20 of them. And it's for people just to kind of mess around in groups or solo. You can go into a booth and record things. And it was just really interesting. Like, I've never seen that in a museum, especially with like, it wasn't like, well, there were some like keyboards and other like computers. Like, there was nice equipment in there. So it was really interesting to see that sort of thing in just like a public space. But yeah, one thing I found interesting was like how many people were getting into it. People that were like kids, teenagers, you know, young adults, older adults. And, you know, not all of it sounded great, I'm not gonna lie, but sometimes you're just there to like experiment and trial, right? Trial and error. And I will say, I think it made me wonder, right? If we didn't have this fast-paced work society, this need to live, this need to pay rent, and this need to, you know, also pay for other things too that allows us to survive at a decent level, would we all find ways to create? Think about that for a second, you know, because I think there's a lot of people who claim not to be artsy, to who claim to not have a very artistic side to them. And whether it's music or painting or just taking photos or just like other things too, right? There's other ways you could be artsy in your writing and how you speak and how you present yourself and how you like you use fashion. There's a lot of people who would say, oh, I'm not artsy, I'm not artistic, right? I don't have a single artistic bone in my body. I don't think that's true. I think sometimes we are all victims, or yeah, victims of our circumstances. And most of us, our circumstances is, hey, we have to survive. We have to do enough so we can survive. And some of us survive a little bit more comfortably than others, so it feels like just survival. And some of us do get to dabble around in the arts, but there's a lot of people who I think just never even really get to like put a foot in there, because they never did as a kid. And then as an adult, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it's harder to start things as an adult. So maybe they're shy, maybe they just don't want to, because they've never been like open to that sort of thing, even in their younger years. And so I just kind of want you guys to think about that amongst yourselves, is do we all have a little bit of artistic creation in us, or is it only a certain few? You know what I mean? So yeah, folks, that's going to do it for the Late Night Sessions, episode 8. I'm Noah Alvarez. Please like, please subscribe, please follow the podcast wherever you're listening. Again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I like doing these episodes. I like sharing ideas and thoughts with you guys, and I hope you guys like listening to them as well. Please leave a rating and review if you are listening on Apple Podcasts. I know Spotify does reviews now too, so go ahead and give me some stars, guys. It helps with new listeners being attracted to the podcast, and just helps spread the word. Again, I love all of you guys, and always remember, you are all braver than you believe. You are all smarter than you think. And you are all stronger than you seem. Never forget that, okay? The wise words of Christopher Robin. All right, guys, I'll catch you guys next time.